is going to be hot. Anybody seen the Flecktones for the first time tonight? Okay, well, let me introduce you to the band playing the bass tonight for the last 18 years. And the Flecktones, the one and only Victor Lamont Boone.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out tonight. On the far side of the stage, the man who's a few light years ahead of all of us. That's why we call him the future man on the drums.
Thank you so much. Well, it's my pleasure to introduce you to our very own horn section. This man really likes to wear his hair upside down. Make him feel welcome. His name is Jeff Coffin.
Thank you very much. Y'all doing all right? Yeah. Sure. Somebody else.
Just carry on with the concert.
All right. Over there playing a whole lot of banjo for you. He plays that instrument in at least a dozen, maybe 15 languages. Put your hands together for Mr. Bela Fleck.
Since then, we recorded a record, even though we took the year off, 2005, we recorded a record right towards the end of 2004, and we're doing a lot of new music from that record, which is called Anybody. The Hidden Land, that's right. So here's one of the tunes. This is got a little Indian influence. It's entitled Chennai.
Thank you.
Okay, well, now we're going to do a tune that Future Man brought into the band, and I think he was asleep when he wrote it, which made our job very difficult.
Well, actually, Bela, yeah, I was asleep, and in my sleep, Jeff Coffin wrote this song.
That's cool. Jeff does a lot of good writing in your dreams, doesn't he?
Yeah, so I woke up and I was like, Jeff, don't you remember this tune that you just came up with in my dreams? It was very, very cool. And we woke up and we tried to put it back together, and it came out pretty good. So I figured, you know, we need to give it a really cool title, like a lot of the Flecktones songs, really strange titles. So this song is called P-Lod. P-Lod is an alien, and he's an alien that always shows up on the cover of these, like, Inquirer magazines. And he shows up, like, in really important places, like the White House and things like that, and he's, like, shaking the hands of the president way before they even elect him. So, we're gonna send this one out to P-Lod and all the P-Lodians, because we expect them to be showing up pretty soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
very much. We might have figured out that this is my Garden Unplugged segment, and we're going to do another tune that I, this is one that I wrote about my grandfather who passed away in the late 70s. And he grew up on the Lower East Side of New York City. And he used to tell me stories about, is there a Lower East Sider from who passed away in the 70s in the audience? Great. That's good. Okay. So anyway, I'd like to dedicate this to my grandfather. He used to tell me about going to the movies when he was that age, as a little kid, and it was 5 cents for two people to go, which meant there was a math issue for many of them. And so they would stand out in front of the movie theater saying, I've got two, who's got three? And so this tune's called, it's called Who's Got Three, and it is in black and white.
Thank you.
I suppose this section here is to slavery. Very intentional.
Thank you.
has a tune called Next from Little Worlds. And thank you, thank you. There's the one guy. So I'm going to sound the same. One copy was bought in this part of the world. It must be him. So now we're going to do a tune that we've never tried before. It's a world premiere. And that means, usually that means lots of mistakes. But we're hoping that the joy of playing will carry us through. This has sort of an African groove to it. I was in Africa in February of last year doing some recording, and this is a tune that I wrote before I went. So here we go. I guess we got to figure out who's going to start it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
everybody. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.